Hi there. Welcome to Baran Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. There are many ways to learn about God, and one of those ways is through song. And that's because songs do a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God. And here at Baran Ministries, we're blessed to have one of the best songwriters, one of the best music producers, and one of the best singers, all wrapped up in a single package. Her name is June Murphy, and her songs are amazing at communicating the truth of the Word of God. Today you'll hear a song from June's third album, the Calling You to Freedom album, and today's song is actually the title cut, Calling You to Freedom. So what do you think is going to happen when you close your eyes in this life? I've asked this question of many people all over the world, and their answers are varied and confused. For Christians, there is no confusion. For the Lord tells us in His Word, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 to 8, say this, "Therefore, being always of good courage, and knowing that while we believers in Christ are at home in the body, this physical body, we are absent from the Lord," 2 Corinthians 5, 7, "for we walk by faith and not by sight," 2 Corinthians 5, 8, "We believers in Christ are of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from this physical body and to be at home, face to face with the Lord. We are citizens of heaven, and one day we will go back to heaven, and we will be face to face with our Lord. When I close my eyes in this life, I know that I will be in the presence of my Lord forever. Every Christian must share the exact same view. For the Lord tells us in His Word that this is so. And since this is true, we would want all to join us with the Lord in heaven. Acts 16:31 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and everyone in your household who also believes." All of us have the freedom to choose to be in a relationship with the Lord that provides a life of freedom, that is a life of salvation, a life of guarantee that you will go to heaven when you close your eyes in this life. But some prefer slavery. As Moses was leading the Jewish race to freedom, the freedom of salvation across the Red Sea and out of the slavery that they were in to the Egyptians, they complained. Exodus chapter 14, verses 11 and 12 say this, "Then the Jews said to Moses, 'Is it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt with us in this way, bringing us out of Egypt?'" Exodus 14:12. "Is this not the word that we spoke to you in Egypt, saying, 'Leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians'? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." There's some people who are slaves. They just like three hots and a cot. Unfortunately, slaves love being slaves. Well, today's song is Calling You to Freedom. Here's June Murphy to sing about how the Lord is doing just that.
Will you come? His Christ. loved him, free to obey, freedom to praise him, free to live his way, free from sin, slavery, free from the night, freedom to follow, free to bask in his light. He's calling you to freedom. Will you come? By faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ, will you come? To no more condemnation, will you come?
Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 says, "It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep on standing fast in the freedom and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery." Romans chapter 6 verse 14 says, "Sin shall not be master over you believers in Christ, for you are not under the law, but you are under the sphere of grace." Romans chapter 5 verse 8 said, "God the Father demonstrates his own unconditional love toward all mankind, in that while we were yet sinners, as slaves to unrighteousness and ungodliness, as unbelievers, Christ died for us." Christ died for us when we were at our worst. 1 Peter 3:18 says, "For Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God the Father, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit." Thanks, June, for your lesson in that song. Psalm 95, verse 1 says, "Oh, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation." We dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone watching or to anyone listening who no longer wants to live under the slavery and the rulership of God's enemy, Satan. To anyone who does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the God who loves you unconditionally, the faithful one, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says, "It shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." So right now, you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in his Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision that you can make in your lifetime. A simple five-word request gets you to heaven. "Father, I believe in Christ." For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43. Say this, "And the repentant thief was saying, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.'" Nine words. "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Let today be the day you stop putting off the best decision of your life. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on him to accomplish your salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, and then grow by means of grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In John chapter 3, verse 36, the Lord himself says this, "He who believes in the Son has the resurrection life," right at that moment. "But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him." So come on out of the slavery and into the freedom of the resurrection life. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's rahministries.com. We have 2 different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. And you can hear all of June's music there. So keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.